Yippee! Yippee! Yippee!
Listen, let's title of this thing. Don't title again.
I'm Daddy Lonely, the Lady Mary.
Rolling, Bob.
Chick, chick, chick. I guess we're going. Oh, hang on. Let me just check the levels, please. I think we're okay. Scarborough Dude here from Bluffers Park. On a beautiful fall day, it would be October the 5th, I think. Sorry if I'm sounding a little stilted. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon. And, for reasons I don't need to explain, I just listened to episode 1 of the Dixon Chains podcast. And boy, talk about stilted. But I'm glad. I mean, I made the effort to put it out there way back then. With no one holding my hand. And, it was, well, hey, it was done. It's a history. I'm going to have to upload another couple of hundred onto archive.org so that they're out there for future generations. And that said, maybe it's time to give something worth listening to, and I'm not sure that what that will be. Let me take stock. I think I last recorded from Vancouver Island. That seems a long time ago. It can't be that long ago, but I have since made an 8-day trip across the country from Vancouver back to Scarborough with my son beside me in the front seat. And that was a journey that I think we're both glad he took. It certainly made a different trip from my trip heading west when I was alone and went through the USA. And I loved that. I talked about that. He just took some time off work and said, I'm coming. And so off we left September 25th, which was a Wednesday. And arrived home the following Thursday. A last 2 grueling days. We got to, we'd set a goal each day, and he was really keen by this point. My snoring was keeping him awake. It was painful. So I agreed, all right, we'll just go a little quicker, cover a little more distance. And so we got to White River was a target, and I thought, okay, well, this now we need a hotel. We hadn't had a hotel since Moose Jaw when we were stranded, well, almost stranded, I guess, because of a prairie snowstorm, a rare event that just hit us hard. So that in itself was quite a drive. I mean, I'm talking about whiteout conditions, trucks, cars off the road, and here we are bombing along in the road trek, totally unexpectedly, you know, dealing with a real snow blizzard. I mean, it made the news. It was the real thing. So we got as far as Moose Jaw, arrived in town. I thought, well, just find a spot downtown somewhere and hit the first traffic lights. Oh, they're just flashing. Next traffic lights and so on. And then realized, gee, there's no lights on in any of the businesses. So any place we had planned on parking for the night, you know, outside of Tim Hortons or something, was no point. They were closed. The whole town was closed. So that was the time we finally agreed, and with a little help from Kenji, that, look, if you're going to take a motel, and we hadn't up to this point, coming across a snowstorm, this would be the time to take it. So we did take our motel in Moose Jaw. It cost $70. It was a pretty good deal. Up until then, we had spent, I guess, $30 twice in a few nights. So out of the 8 nights traveling, we paid for accommodation 3 times. So that was a bit of a saving and a help because, believe me, gas is expensive when every time you have to fill the tank every day, basically. Anyway, God, I wasn't planning on giving you a whole rerun, but I guess I have to at least bring you up to date. We got to White River on a Wednesday, I guess, or Tuesday, and no hotels. They were full, and we really needed a spot by this time. So we pushed on in the dark, which I do not like doing, to Wawa. Now, when I'm talking about pushing on in the dark, there was only a sliver of a moon, and this was winding roads following Lake Superior, up and down hills, trucks barreling along all through the night at high speed. And my night vision is very, very poor. So Kenji in the front seat was sort of guiding me, telling me, turn to the left, turn to the right, sort of move over a little bit. You're not centered. Giving me some guidance, which was helpful. And we got all the way to Wawa. Checked into the first motel. Nope, full. Next, 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 next. Six or seven motels, all full. There was contractors out, I guess, repairing highways, and that was one of the reasons. And they just seemed to think, no, this is pretty normal. Well, the city's booked solid. Finally got to one place out of town. He said, well, there's three more motels down the highway in the dark, late at night. We're talking 10:30 now, 11. And each of those full. Two of the places we checked into, the person in front of me got the last room. Two of them. Now, I've been talking all along about having this streak of amazingly good luck. And this was the night our luck ran out, or mine did. And we ended up at Tim Hortons in Wawa for the night. I parked outside a 24-hour Tim Hortons, so that was helpful. And, you know, you just want to have a bathroom handy. And then barreled from Tim Hortons past the Sault Ste. Marie and all the way into Toronto. Arrived on the Highway 400 in a rainstorm, and then just traffic chaos on the 401. So again, the last hour of traveling was just a nightmare. And the 401, believe me, you're driving something big like this, and the cars are sort of cheek by jowl, and you've got to change lanes at a high speed, or whatever speed. It's not fun. But we made it home, and my dear wife had, rice curry waiting, and miso soup, and all kinds of food ready. Just wonderful. And, of course, my cat thrilled to see me, Yuki. And it was a nice arrival back. So I guess that's the update. It was a good trip. It was quite intense. My son is a very good speaker and feels very strongly about a lot of issues that he likes to share. So our talking was pretty intense. I won't get into all of it. I will only say that this was not the time for me to be recording anything. This was time to spend with my son in private and actually talk a lot. And that is exactly what we did. And now here I am a couple of days later on the Saturday, just catching up with you. Oh, I spent the morning updating accounts, and you know, I was off by thousands of dollars on, you know, these things have to be, you got to hand them in, you've got to submit your books to your accountant, and gosh, there's all kinds of things I was off. I had paid a bill when it should have been a company bill, and I'm still off. I still got a lot of work to do to straighten that out, but finally I said, hey, there are not that many sunny fall days left. Get the hell out. So here we are at Bluffers together. Excuse me. I don't know what else to say. I guess it's enough just that I've started this. I will, now that I'm back home, I'll include some music. I don't know what, but you'll have some. And, gosh, it was a wonderful trip. And a tremendous amount of freedom. Basically, I was gone, I suppose, 2 months, was it? At least 7 weeks. I don't know, I'm middle of August and didn't get back till the, 3rd of October. Anyway, it was a good long run, and my wife was very, very kind and obliging just to let me go and have a good time. So now that I'm home, there's a lot of catching up to do. I arrived home to find a car in the driveway that wasn't there when I left, belonging to my son. It took a little effort to get that vehicle. into our garage. That's a story I will save for another time. It is now in the garage and will be there for a while. And the Road Trek is back in its place, and the little Toyota that used to be in the garage is now parked in the driveway beside my wife's Mazda. So there are four cars now in our household. Yeah, I know, that's wrong. What else? I guess there's just a lot of personal issues to share or not to share. And I think all of us who are podcasters make that decision for ourselves. We decide how far we want to go, what the lines are, where the lines should be drawn. So I think there's a whole lot more that I could be sharing that's probably of interest, but I'm just not, this just isn't the time, that's all. So I think I'm going to stop there. I think that's enough of just getting this thing started again, getting going back into routine. Oh, I do have a new idea that I will share at another time. A little bit of a hint from my son, a suggestion. And I'm going to see how long. You know how I get very enthusiastic about new ideas and then they just fade away or die from neglect. I don't know about this one. We'll see what happens. So, yeah, the only other thing I've done is contact John Meadows and say, hey, let's meet up at the Only Cafe on Thursday this week. And that is what we'll be doing. The lovely Lisa will join us, and I haven't asked anybody else yet, but probably will. And who knows, maybe I'll try some of the gummy bears I brought back from Vancouver. Just to see what happens. Scarborough Dude, signing out from Bluffers Park once again. Welcome home, dude. Yeah, that's me thanking me, welcoming me on your behalf. Bye for now.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. Of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
Check, check, check. I'm back. This time from St. Andrew's Cemetery, where I recorded the very first Dixon Janes. You know, my favorite spots. It's kind of a nice fall day, October 7th. It's a Monday. I've got men's group tonight back at the church. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with friends I've made over the past 3-4 years. I was in church Sunday, and I'll talk about that just briefly. We had a guest speaker. Greta was at a church in Edmonton where they have shown support in many ways for I guess we'd call the heresy trial or whatever, the church, United Church, trying to get rid of her and failing. Anyway, it was nice to have a church in Edmonton, Alberta, come out fully in support of Greta and what she's doing, and she's been invited to come there and speak. But we had a guest speaker who turns out I knew. I didn't recognize by his name. I guess I can say the name. Joe C. is the name he chooses to go by. I met him years ago through podcasting. He has spoken before, and this was an excellent talk. Gosh, if I could find the email and read about it. He's a writer, a journalist. He's just put a book out, which was quite interesting. I guess I should have prepared and called this up beforehand. Anyway, I'm just going to talk about, here we are. Join us this Sunday to Josie, a researcher, journalist, and author of Beyond Belief, Agnostic Musings for a 12-Step Life. Now, 12-Step, you would know, would be the AA, Alcoholics Anonymous form. A secular daily reflection book geared towards persons in recovery from drug, alcohol, and process addictions. So it was a very, very good talk. He's worked on the history of addiction, mental health treatment, and communities with keen interest in agnostics and atheists in 12-step oriented programs and other underrepresented populations such as the LGBTQ plus community, youth, and ethnic minorities. So it was a good talk, and it's what's so interesting about it to me was that my son and I had this very talk probably on the last day or second to last day of our drive back to Toronto. He was sort of convincing me why I should not be supporting the Salvation Army. And it went on to AA that the groups that have a strict adherence to, you know, God helping you get over your alcoholism, with that sort of would be a rejection maybe of gays and lesbians, as well as atheists for sure. And Joe was telling us that since that time, there's been gradually progress has been made. More groups have been formed with specific interests in mind. So, for example, people who are atheists or agnostics. Anyway, that was neat that the conversation my son and I had, you know, almost a debate, was answered through this program. You know, the next Sunday I went to church. Anyway, he talked about personalities, and he was looking at talked about microaggression, which is very interesting, and I find I am quite guilty of it, not knowingly, but I know. Sometimes when you want to win an argument, you'll say things that are mean-spirited, maybe. And I am guilty of giving more than I receive in terms of microaggression. So I do apologize for any of you who might be listening and have been on the receiving end. Maybe not so much within the podcasting community, but maybe that's not true either. Maybe I'm just in denial about a lot of things. I find it very hard to be criticized, and it was a real battle, as my son called me on a number of issues, to be open-minded. So Joe gave a talk about the variables in personality very neatly, just sort of using chart paper about how open people can be or our understanding of truth. I know something to be true. I know what I know. I know what I don't know. I know what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, and there's I'm sure you can fill in the blank for the fourth one. Anyway, it was good, and it really was forcing us to examine our personalities. But the sheet that I walked away with was one showing six scales, I guess, on the personality spectrum. Starting, and it was the way to remember it is ocean, the word ocean. And the O stands for openness. How open are you to new experiences? And I feel I'm very, very much out there. But the point he was making throughout was that nobody is all one, all zero or 100, right? You don't go that way. It's everybody is partly on that road. So I think I'm quite high on the openness scale to new experiences, to new ideas and so on. Followed by conscientiousness. And that was an interesting one because it was some people who would have strong ideals, like, you know, for example, if a period was left off on a sentence and a comma was put in its place or something like that, a minor punctuation error, a conscientious person might be forced to throw the paper into the recycle bin and start all over again to get that one punctuation mark correct. And others could say, well, we'll just let it go. It doesn't really matter. They won't even notice. But that was an example he gave on this degree of conscientiousness. How conscientious are you about certain issues? All of this, of course, applies to our interactions with others and how we get along and how a couple might be if they're different on this scale. I don't know where I am on the conscientious. I think I am quite conscientious about a number of things, like putting this podcast out. I don't, you know, I make mistakes. I don't care about that. I do care about the sound, but I am punctual. I do like writing my XML file or copying and pasting a lot of it and revising. There are certain things I do feel quite strongly about. However, I'm just trying to tell you in general terms, extroversion, the degree that to which we are, and he had a wonderful point about how extroverts will go and dominate any conversation, as anybody who's been to the Only Cafe with me will know, and will have an opinion on anything. And his style of presenting is very informal, it's humorous, it's always with a smile. He's an interesting character to look at. He's got long white hair, you know, way past his shoulders. And he's good. He's very good at this. And, of course, he remembered me. He saw me at the church, but he remembered me as a podcaster as well. So how difficult it is that people who are extroverts might want to give an opinion on anything, even if they're ill-informed. And the introverts, who may have much more knowledge on a particular topic, aren't really given the chance or won't push themselves forward to say, hey, asshole, I know more about that than you do. This is what you should be aware of. And they may just remain in silence. So let's move on. We're on the A now. Amiable. How amiable are you? And some people are just wonderful at getting along with people and make a point of being amiable. I think I try on that. I mean, sometimes, no, I don't know about that. Sometimes I just take great joy in annoying people. But overall, like in general, you know, at the church, I would just go out of my way to be nice and polite to people and not provoke. And the last one was neuroticism, I guess. How neurotic are you? It was interesting because I announced at the beginning of the church service that I'm pleased to announce that my son survived an 8-day trip across the country with his father, and not everybody picked up on that. Maybe they thought, oh, he's got a different father. But anyway, my point being that I learned a lot from my son. Through that drive, that he challenged me on so many ideas. And Joe picked up on that during his talk and talked about things like, when he traveled with his son, you just drove until it was time to stop. Or you found a place that caught your interest, whereas a neurotic person very often will want to know, well, where are we stopping tonight? Well, what's the weather going to be when we get there? And need to know at the start of the day where they're going to end that day. And for sure, I don't have that degree of neuroticism. And my son did a pretty good job of letting go throughout this whole trip with me. Of just, no, you know, he had faith in me. I remember there was a place in particular. Of course, the name slips my mind. A little side road on a town. We were on our way to Drumheller. And there's a side road, and the name of the place just caught my eye. I just thought, wow, I like that. I got a good feeling about this. And I just pulled in, and my son said, this is the place where they murder people. You know, like it was really a creepy little one-street main town. But they had, I saw the camping sign posted, and it was a camping site run by the town. And it was excellent, and the price was right, and all we wanted was hot showers and... There we got it. And, of course, that was the place where the next day we woke up and, oh, snow on the picnic table. And from then on, we caught that prairie snowstorm. But anyway, yeah. So I don't know why. I just think it's a wonderful scale. And he said you can go online and fill out, you know, maybe questions that will rate you on these things. So I think I'm going to Google that. So I'm going to put that out there as a challenge to my listeners. OCEAN, O-C-E-A-N, openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, amiability, I guess, and neuroticism. And find out where you are on those points and how it affects you and maybe your lifestyle, your life choices, your partner, and so on. All right. I'm going to sign off here. I've got one little onigiri my wife kindly made for me. Onigiri, you know, a Japanese for the rice ball. They're always in the shape of a triangle. It's wrapped in nori, the dry black seaweed, and it's filled with very tasty chunks of salmon. And she kindly, early this morning before heading off to work, made two for me and two for my son. And when my other son gets back from work, my son who is visiting, the one who drove across with me, number one son. Oh, can't say that, Kenji. And my other son, when he comes home, there's always about two or three dishes for him to help himself to before bed after his evening shift. So she is quite wonderful. Today, in return, I booked her a flight to Japan. She'll be going in October. And, yeah, to see her mother, who is not well. And so it's not really a fun trip. But she's going, pardon me, the noise is me folding up this big sheet of paper I took. Okay, I guess I'll sign off there and put in another tune and get back to you. Maybe I'll reflect on what happened at the men's group tonight. So, Scarborough Dude, signing off from St. Andrew's Cemetery. Bye for now. Yeah, check, check. Scarborough Dude here. With an apology, I'm going to pull an Oliver Rockslide. Yes, I'm going to play you a song that is painful to listen to. You have my permission as soon as it starts to fast forward. It's 3 minutes and 2 seconds. Come back when you're done or suffer through it. It is called Sit with the Guru. It is on a CD with a song called Barefoot in Baltimore. Birdman of Alcatrash, Strawberries Mean Love, Rainy Day Mushroom Pillow. And if you don't know the group, you'll know it when I give the top song, the number one song, the only song that ever got radio play by this group, and that is Incense and Peppermints. Bonus points if you came up with, especially if you're not my age, if you're younger, and you still guessed it was Strawberry Alarm Clock. These are original recordings, a priceless collection, and you could find it on www.oldies.com. This is one of the ones given to me by my friend in Vancouver when I visited to sample his homemade white wine and stayed up till 1 o'clock drinking it. And he just insisted I take a lot of CDs. Now, I guess I couldn't resist. It's a very catchy cover. You know, I mean, at the height of psychedelia. these wonderful shirts they're wearing. And I remember at the time, I mean, that it was just a poppy, peppy song, Incense Peppermints. I mean, it was played all the time. It was sort of meant to capture that spirit of the 60s. But there was something crazy about it, mostly because I guess it was just the name people got off. Oh, Strawberry Alarm Clock. Oh, man, they got to be good. They weren't. And honestly, the songwriting to this, it is unbelievably bad. And that's why nobody ever hears of them. But anyway, I'm playing it. Why am I playing it? I don't know. I guess, I don't know. I have no excuse. All right. It's going to be on. I'm going to play it now. All right. I'll just put you out of your misery. I'll play it now, and then I'm going to come right back to you. So here is Strawberry Alarm Clock from the 60s with Sit with the Guru.
Automated, yesterday's invalidated. If mankind on, turn your mind on, sit with the Guru. Meditation, high, high, where eagles fly. Leave today untouched in the sky. Stretch out your mind to humanity. How many tomorrows can you see? Living, party given, no one wants who can be driven. Blunt the starkness, light the darkness, sit with the meditation. High, high, where eagles fly. Leave today untouched in the sky. Stretch out your mind to humanity. How many tomorrows can you see? How many tomorrows can you see?
Hey, I'm back. Again, apologies, but I do have some other, I mean, some great ones. He's got a Columbia box set, limited edition, deluxe box set, three discs from Dylan, and probably a lot of them I wouldn't have. Over 50 digitally remastered Bob Dylan classics. Each CD is packaged in a mini vinyl sleeve. 10 limited collection postcards. Ooh, I wonder if they're still here. 40-page booklet with extended sleeve notes. My God. Gord, did you give me all that? Oh, yes. Yes. Postcards and the booklet. Wow. Okay, so that's a good one. And the other one I'm sitting here, I'm going to sample. I mean, he just gave me so many, plus all the uncut or all the Mojo CDs that have never been opened. But I'm holding Access Bold as Love in my hands. I have this on vinyl. But this CD, on the back of it, it says, read this, or hear this, listen to this. In December 67, when Access Bold as Love appeared in England, the songs were received as miracles of four-track recording. Access is the pivot which connects all music that ever was with all music that ever will, or that will ever be. Wow. Whew. I didn't know that. You probably didn't either. So, anyway, lots of fun. I'm feeling happy today. It's Tuesday. I just went and had my blood tests. They surprised me with a, you need a urine sample too. Hand you the bottle. And then, well, shit, I just pissed before going, you know, to get the blood tests. So I don't know how big a sample they need, but they certainly didn't get much from me. You don't need to know that, I guess. I'm at Bluffers Park Beachside. It is an absolutely glorious fall day. I just could not go back home. I've got my McDonald's coffee. I was outraged that it is now $1.35 for the seniors' coffee. Last time I came, I know it was $1.05. She said, oh, that was so long ago. Worse than that, where I go, it's adjacent to the hospital for the blood tests. And there's always parking. If you get in there, if you're under 30 minutes, it was just $1.50. Yeah, I can pay that. It was $4. I was there less than 20 minutes, maybe 15. $4. That really annoyed me. And, of course, the guy, he kind of laughed. The guy goes, yeah, it's not me. I didn't set them. And I apologize. I said, yeah, I know I'm not barking at you, but Christ almighty. Anyway, things getting done, doing things, you know, like the blood tests. And now I got to see my doctor or book the appointment for next week. Maybe this holiday did me good, the 2 months off or the 7 weeks, whatever it was. I did have a funny feeling when I came back to church. I felt quite disconnected. And last night we had the men's group. I mentioned I would talk about it. I think I'm not the only one beginning to feel disconnected. I think some of us are beginning to miss Greta, like she wasn't there. She has other things she needs to do. She needs to write another book. She needs to be on a lecture circuit. That's where she belongs. She doesn't belong in this little church in Scarborough off Kingston Road. To an old and getting older congregation that are still trying to do things like put on a bazaar and everybody's exhausted. And, oh, we got to get the men's group who's going to have to put up the tables and make a men's basket. We did make fun about that, what we would put in a men's basket. These are things that get raffled off, you know. And I insist, no, listen, you're going to put in some really nice quality local beer in the men's basket. And if they don't like beer, well, that's their problem. But anyway, I think there's a certain amount of disillusionment. And I know in my case, maybe I've had my 3 years. Maybe I've got out of this what I wanted to get. Maybe it's time for something else. Maybe I should start going more to the Oasis meetings. Maybe they will offer more. That certainly came about as we talked about the future of this church. And we're not bringing in the younger people. It is the same old people coming, you know. Occasionally you get a new visitor. A PhD student is going to write about Greta as one of the heroic women in the world today, and I think that's great. Ooh, 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 a big wasp. But, yeah, people are maybe just tired. And I think, you know, with limited resources and energy and funds, we're really questioning what is the future of West Hill United. So, God, get the fuck out of here, B. Got to get my window up. Sorry. I know this is annoying. Whoop, 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 whoop. We didn't need that. We didn't need that. Okay. Good. He's outside now. Back to you, folks. my road trek, next topic. It was on October 4th, was its third birthday, or with me anyway, third year I've had it, three full years. And I just checked the mileage today, kilometerage, and I've done 40,000, just over 40,000 kilometers in the 3 years I've had it. It didn't seem I've been using it that much, but I guess a trip to Florida, trip to Newfoundland, and then this round trip to Vancouver, I guess there was probably another... Jesus, the bee came in the other window, for Christ's sake. I know this is annoying, but hey... It was smart enough to go around the car and try the other window. Now, where the hell is that bastard? So, windows, come on, come on, come on. Hope he's not locked in. All right. Sorry about that. Really am. Where were we? The vehicle. Yeah, so I guess a trip to Tennessee. And so it does add up. But it behaved well. It was wonderful, this last trip that... I really did enjoy so much. What's on my list? My list is I got to get some wheat. I'm going to have to order online from the official Ontario government site for selling marijuana, because I'm down to my last joint, and that's one that came from British Columbia. I've actually finished all the stuff. Remember when I had my own certificate ahead of everybody else? Yes, I was very proud of that. I could legally get my own weed because I was in pain. And even though I was only using it to get high, it did hide the pain, that's for sure. But I've got to order some new stuff. So that'll be an adventure. I'll let you know how that turns out. I do have with me, I did bring back, and God, I don't know. I must have talked about this. Going through Gastown and visiting the shops that were, if you went upstairs through a certain door, you could openly buy your various gummies. And so I've got quite a supply of those to go through, including some stronger ones. So stay tuned. You'll be hearing those on future episodes of Dixon Janes. You will hear me high, as, of course, I know many of you listeners enjoy so much. And what else is on the list? I know there was something else. Damn it all, I forget. Oh, yeah, here's one. Canada's History, formerly The Beaver. There was a magazine out for a long time called The Beaver. Never got much traction, and now they've rebranded. It's called Canada's History. And it's a very good write-up. Great pictures, nice format. I'm looking at the cover now. Now maybe I should use this as a picture for this podcast. Hang on. There we go. Canada's History. Yeah, it's a bright yellow. It looks at me. It's a nice image. Yes, probably that'll be the one you'll see. Featuring Riel's Rebellion, the dramatic story of the Métis resistance that led to the founding of Manitoba. And since we spent time in Manitoba, this seems kind of fitting. That's one of the reasons I bought it. The other one was War and Peace in 1960s Ontario. This is about an island that was given up for a peace movement. Grinder, what was it? That I had heard about through other sources, but never knew about, never knew personally. I had no certainly experience. And it's quite a wonderful story. Here was the 1919 political game changer. What happened in 1919 in Canada's politics? So exactly 100 years ago, and that's on top of the debates that happened last night for our next federal election. The person's case at 90. When I bring my students to Ottawa, I take them to this statue of four women with drinking tea. But really, the whole thing was about 90 years ago was a case where women wanted to be recognized as persons so that they could vote and be in the Senate. And this went all the way back to England before we had taken back our own charter. And there was a wonderful, wonderful statue outside the, the House of Parliament in Canada. But the better one was in Winnipeg. So outside the legislative buildings there, I think I mentioned, maybe I didn't, of course, that my son and I toured those as well as the Human Rights Museum, and it was quite a fabulous building. well worth the stop. And both of us agreed, you know, Winnipeg deserves more time. And if I can, the next trip I drive across Canada at my leisure, I will spend a couple of days in Winnipeg, a couple of nights. So anyway, lots in it. Highly recommended if you're at all interested in Canadian history. I'd be curious to know what somebody like Doc Pinko thinks about it. Of course, he reads things probably in much greater depth. But as far as a magazine goes, and I'm always complaining about Canadians not knowing any bloody thing about Canadian history, this is something worthwhile. On the topic of history, my God, the circus that continues in the United States now, will it go ahead with the impeachment? Certainly, it sounds to me, an uninformed Canadian, that the things Trump has done are impeachable. Is that the right word? Peachable offenses? Impeach? He should be impeached, let's put it that way. But of course, you know, it's just crazier and crazier. China clamping down on Hong Kong or threatening to, and cutting business with the NBA worth billions, apparently, because somebody, a manager of a team or general manager, spoke out in support of the people in Hong Kong and had to be defended by the owner of the team by saying, hey, we value free speech here. But the NBA itself may be wanting to distance itself from those remarks because it wants the money. Wants the money. So there you go. This is probably enough. I don't know what else I've got. I'm carrying with me the book Spark Joy, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And I know what I'm going to start with. She says start with the clothes. You got to do it in order. And I may have already touched on this. There is a particular order. Finish discarding. Start with clothes, then books, then papers, then kimono. Those are just things. And then sentimental items. And that really makes sense to me. I mean, that part I get. And the first thing I'm going to do with clothes, I have so many T-shirts. And yet a lot of T-shirts go missing. I think, I just hate to say this, but my wife may from time to time decide I don't need that T-shirt. I can't find my fuck you fucking fuck T-shirt. And I'd like to have that one. I really would. I guess if I what I'm going to have to do is lay them all out. And I guess we're talking, I must have at least 50 or more. No, probably more than that. And actually say, okay, which are the ones I really want? Which are the ones I still wear? And that in itself is going to be hard. But I will get rid of that. The idea is to get rid of some things. I'm not going to hold up every T-shirt and hold it and caress it and see if it sparks joy. I'm going to try and do that with a glance. But there are some I can get rid of. And then on to shirts and pants, socks and underwear. This is kind of boring, isn't it? I guess what I'm saying is I do have to start on this and this method. Now the books, the problem with the books, of course, is I'm still, as you know, still adding to my book collection and valuing it so much. And wow, how will I be able to halt that? So there is a secondary library in the house, and I could get rid of some. I've built up another library in the road trek. I have another library in my office. So I think one of the themes of this book is put all the things that belong together together, and I shouldn't be spreading books all over the house. That's something that I may have to work on. So it's a huge, huge job ahead of me. Papers I look forward to doing. The main thing for me is it's filing them. Like I have to, for business, I have to keep records. It's very important. I've done quite a bit of sorting out already since I've got here. At least all the credit card things are each in its own stack with a clip over them. So they just have to be put back into a file folder, back in a file cabinet. But I think I can go back and probably find a lot of paper that I can get rid of. And The sentimental items, that's interesting because that's going to be tied into my next project, if I get this project going. Gee, do I want to make an announcement here? You heard it here first. I was kind of saving it maybe for this thing that John Meadows is holding in Niagara on the Lake in November 20th or 21st, somewhere around there. And so should maybe just sit on it a while longer. So yeah, that's just a teaser. I do have an idea. It's an idea my son gave me, and it is tied into sentimental items, and that's something I already talk about on this podcast anyway, you know. And that those things are really hard to get rid of. You know what's funny? I'm holding the mic in my hand, and I'm wondering why I'm not hearing myself very well. And that's because in my other hand, I'm holding the plug that is supposed to be plugged into the Olympus recorder with the earbuds so that I can actually hear myself. So I have been doing this. These are the kind of things that are happening a little more often, folks. I'm a little worried about that. I've got to tell you right now, there's been some slippage. Let's just put it that way. There has been some mental slippage. Boy, that would be a good name if I had to give this a title. Mental slippage. Can I remember that? Probably not. But I'll make a note of that right after I hang up from you. So, and congratulations. Shout out to the boys. And it was just the boys who got hold of the recording ability of this thing of Discord. Went to the Imperial Pub, where you can actually talk out loud. I just do passing notes in class, but there is the virtual Imperial Pub, a voice channel, and recorded a podcast last night, a whole bunch of them. And congratulations, and good once again for Big Jason. Can I call him that? Apparently I heard another way of calling the other Jason. Wasn't Normal Jason or something else, another Classic Jason. I think Oliver Rockslide referred to him as Classic Jason. So congratulations, boys, on doing that. I was at the men's group where I might have chimed in myself. But well done. And hats off to Alien CG for actually, doing a lot. He's really picking up the slack, and he's pushing things forward. Good for you. All right, Scarborough Dude, still at it after all these years, signing off. Bye for now.